We have historical evidence that this solemnity of the Assumption of Mary was regularly celebrated in Palestine in the 6th century already. And the Assumption of Mary has been celebrated today, August 15th, since the 7th century. It's a tradition we gather this morning that has been well over 1,000 years. But it wasn't until 1950 that Pope Pius XII declared the Assumption as a dogma of the faith. It's the last instance, by the way, when a pope has spoken infallibly. 1950. And then after that, the Vatican Council II tells us best why we're here this morning. To honor Mary, who was taken body and soul into heavenly glory when her earthly life was over. For those slow to believe, we can simply ask, if her body was not taken to heaven, where is it? Why don't we have a tomb of Mary on earth? Why doesn't this parish make a pilgrimage to her grave? God knows we've gone everywhere else. I mean, to New Zealand we've gone to see the body of St. Mary MacKillop. Why has there never been a relic of Mary? Well, the answer is simple. Her body is not on earth. Her body, like her son's body, is in heaven. And the Catechism tells us best what this means for us. The Catechism tells us that the Assumption of Mary anticipates our resurrection. It anticipates the resurrection of all Christians. Have you ever wondered? I haven't often, but anyway, it fits the homily. Have you ever wondered what feast day anticipates my resurrection? We go to Easter to celebrate our Lord's resurrection, but when do I go to Mass to anticipate my resurrection? Well, it's today, the Assumption of Mary. It's the fourth glorious mystery of the Rosary. This feast anticipates my resurrection because where Mary has gone, I'm here this morning to pray that I may follow. Mary enjoys right now what we long for. Her human eyes right now see her son. And we yearn to see what she sees, her son in glory. Mary, the first Christian, model of our faith, as Elizabeth said in today's gospel, she was blessed to believe that what the Lord said to her would be fulfilled. That's why she's a model of our faith and the mother of God. At Christmas, Mary brought Christ to the world. Today, in her Assumption, she brought the world to Christ. Amen.